Dachau Museum. Measured by yearly visitors, the Dachau Museum is by far Germany's largest Holocaust-related museum, with a pre-COVID peak visitor number of just under 1 million tourists. The museum's most prized asset, which is also the only one remotely connected to the Holocaust, is its alleged homicidal gas chamber, which is the main reason why most people come to the camp. As a detailed study of this room shows, however, it was anything but a homicidal gas chamber. See the entry on the Dachau camp for details. For many decades until the late 20th century, the Dachau Museum had a movable sign on display in that alleged gas chamber room stating, quote, "Gas chamber disguised as a shower room, never used as a gas chamber," unquote. That was a lie, as the room was not only never used as a homicidal gas chamber, it simply was never a homicidal gas chamber at all. Since one witness did in fact claim that the room was used once for gassing a few inmates, Franz Blaha, and no Holocaust witness may ever be accused of having fibbed, the statement that the room was never used had to disappear. Hence, this sign was eventually removed and replaced with a longer text stating, quote, "Gas chamber. This was the center of potential mass murder. The room was disguised as showers and equipped with fake shower spouts to mislead the victims and prevent them from refusing to enter the room. During a period of 15 to 20 minutes, up to 150 people at a time could be suffocated to death through prussic acid poison gas, Zyklon B," unquote. Not a single witness has ever claimed the use of Zyklon B. But the Orthodox scholars who concocted this text know that the room had this quote-unquote potential. Dachau without a homicidal gas chamber is like an amusement park without rides. No one would come. Therefore, behold the gas chamber.